Now, loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Last summer, one beautiful summer day, my family decided to go to the beach. So we headed out to Long Island and we were driving, and it was nightmare traffic. And for any of you who drive regularly to Long Island, this is no surprise. The traffic out there is generally a nightmare, but this was standstill. And it wasn't moving, and it wasn't moving, and I was getting so cranky. And I have to admit, a little bit, uncharitable. So I started, doing the whole, what sort of stupid engineers made these roads? Couldn't they make roads that actually worked? And I was thinking there had to be some driver somewhere along the way who was just driving slow and making sure everybody was, having a nightmare of a time, and I was getting all revved up in my head. And then I saw emergency vehicles. I saw them on the other side of the road. And then I saw two cars completely scrunched. And then I looked and I saw a tarp. And under the tarp, there were the shapes of two bodies. And I just cried. I just cried, and things just stopped in my head. Because all of a sudden, all of those things I thought were so important, all of those things I was grumbling about, all of the things that I thought mattered, that we get to the beach faster, who were these stupid engineers, why are the kids fighting in the back seat, whatever it is, all that stuff that I thought that mattered didn't matter anymore. And I just prayed. We prayed for the souls of the people who had died, and then we prayed for the people who would be getting a phone call that day that someone they loved had died. And all that other stuff just didn't matter. And it was just a moment. Maybe you've had those moments when time stops, when you're in the middle of something else you think is so important in life, and all of a sudden those things get put in a different perspective. Those things we think are so important aren't. I'm sure we've all had those moments. And I always marvel at how we don't hold on to those moments for longer. I would like to be charitable to myself and say that it took me at least a week to be cranky on the road again, but it was probably the next day. And I had forgotten all of those things that I'd been thinking in the car the day before. But I do have to say sometimes still, when I'm sitting in traffic and I am getting wrapped, I'll get a picture of that day. And it will remind me. And I will refocus. And I will remember what's important. For the disciples in today's reading, on a much less traumatic scale, I think they had one of those moments with Jesus. They're walking along, they're with Jesus, and they're arguing. And they're arguing about who's the greatest. Which one of them is best? How they're better than the other one. Who's going to be the best disciple for Jesus, maybe? And Jesus stops them. And he just says, "Hey guys, what are you talking about?" And I love the response. It says they were silent, right? They knew when the Son of God comes to you and asks you what you're talking about, and he's been preaching about how we're supposed to go out to the least of these, and you're having a discussion about who's the greatest, you know. And it was a moment, and they stopped. And then Jesus, to make the point even clearer, brought a child over. And to be clear, children in this day and in this time were the least. They had no standing of any kind. But Jesus brought them in just to show the disciples what really mattered and what his ministry was all about, and how even in his kingdom, the least were important. And they could talk all they wanted about who was the greatest, but what about the least? Now, just like us and our moments, the disciples probably that day went, yes, yes, Jesus, But if you keep reading, they forget over and over and over. But I'd like to think that maybe just once in a while, they picture that child sitting there and they remember what matters. I think in many ways for me, Ash Wednesday is another one of those times we stop. We stop what we're doing. We stop pretending we're somehow immortal or the greatest, right? We stop all of the pretenses and we put ash on our forehead to remind us of our mortality, to remind us that we are not promised tomorrow, to remind us that we were created from dust and that someday we will be dust again. This is one of those times to stop. Our world doesn't necessarily want to stop and admit this, though, but it's so important because it puts us back into the arms of God. When we can stop and just admit we are dust, that's what we are, and it's where we'll go. And all of these things we think are so important, they're also dust. They will also decay someday. Well, except all the plastic we're putting in the landfills, right? But most of the things, right, that we think is so important will be gone. And it helps us, it helps me to just refocus and remember. And instead of, for me, it being depressing, it's actually freeing. Because it reminds me that I'm dust, and you're dust, and you're dust, and we're all dust, and we're all in this together. And we don't have to prove anything to anybody, and we don't have to be anything other than what God made us. We are dust. And it also helps me take a moment of gratitude. Gratitude that God would have taken a lump of clay, a bit of dust, and created me? That makes me feel so grateful. I had it that day in the car, after I cried, after we prayed. I remember feeling so grateful. I remember feeling so grateful for my life at that moment. I remember feeling so grateful for a life that was far from perfect, for a body that I complained too often about, right? And thinking, but I'm here right now. And I remember being grateful that the people I loved most in the world were right there safe in the car with me for that moment. And I was just grateful for that moment because I didn't know where they would be tomorrow. I didn't know if we would be the next ones to have an accident on the LIE, but for right then and right there at that moment, we were together. And I was grateful. And so a day like today calls us not only to remember our mortality, it calls us to a spirit of gratitude for the gifts that God has given us in our lives, in our bodies, as people of clay and dust. We did not create our own lives. We do not know when our lives will end, but we know we have this moment. And so for me, a day like today helps me to refocus and think about the gift of this dusty life and what I might do with it. And how even though it will end someday, and I will return to the earth right now, I am standing here. And I've got dusty work to do. So how will God use me? There are so many possibilities in my life and in your life. And for that, I am so grateful.